fellow's Michael, called Michael Lydica.
Uh-huh.
He lives in Oxford, though he's actually a resident born in Leicester. So.
We never got any calls when I wanted people to ring us in if your name sounds a bit like a footballer's name. Now, his is Michael, but his second name is?
Lydica.
Lydica. Yes. Said, that would be great if his name is Gary Lydica. I would have liked that. We wanted to do a whole team of people who could be whose names sound a bit
Gary
like
has made a career by looking at this huge dossier I've got in front of me of every time a manager, a team is short of a manager, he applies for the job.
Hmm.
And he sent us the copies of the letters, but bless him, he's also sent us photocopies of the
reply.
Actual reply. With the clubs, with their, they're ridiculous type heads, mastheads, that's Leicester City there.
Yeah.
There's an example. This must be a time when, this is from 1st of February 1991, when Leicester City were between managers.
Uh-huh.
Dear Mr. Chairman, I'm writing a response to your advertisement for a new manager for Leicester City Football Club. I wish to put myself forward as a candidate for position. I'm sure there are many people applying for the job, so I shall tell you why I consider myself suitable. One, I am, and always have been, a Leicester City supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I would make all the players play football to their strengths. Three, I will never buy a player who has played for Wimbledon. Four, I would reinstate Dennis Rowe to his rightful place at left back. Three, I would invite all sports round for Sunday tea. Six, I would make all the team grow Peter Rodriguez type moustaches.
Oh, by now they're starting to say.
Seven, I would make all the team wear white tights on cold days.
Ah, okay.
Eight, I would install the highest training standards. For example, they would have to dribble like Lenny Glover, head like Rodney Fern, shoot like John Samuels, captain like Keith Weller, score like Gary Lineker, dive like Peter Shilton and Paul Reed, tangle like Larry May, and shag like Frank Worthington. As you can tell, I'm serious about the job, and I hope that you will put me on the shortlist. If you need to interview me, then I'll be available if given suitable warning. I look forward to hearing from you. Up the Blues. Response, Leicester City Football Club, 4th of February 1991. Dear Mr. Lydica, I am writing to acknowledge receipt of your application for position of manager of Leicester City Football Club. We have made a club policy that only those with football league experience will be considered, so I hope you'll understand that we're not taking your application any further.
Put in the ad.
Many thanks for your interest in the club. Yours sincerely, Martin F. George, Chairman.
They didn't put that in the ad, though, did they?
No, that's very good.